42,000 Americans take their own lives each year. The risk factors are well known, and one healthcare organization is mining its data to identify those who might need help before it's too late. Mike and Scott reports from WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk.
You could perhaps call this approach a reverse suicide hotline.
When people are under stress due to a medical condition or a life change, it's more difficult for them to reach out for help. So we reach out to them.
That's Amy Peters, the chief clinical officer for Able2, a telehealth provider. The company provides mental health care for people with depression and anxiety connected to chronic illness or major life events, such as the death of a loved one. Peters says every client is screened for suicide risk when they first enroll. Those who are at risk receive a phone call from a therapist asking if they are in crisis.
And if so, we are proactively arranging emergency care for those individuals who are at imminent risk.
For people who occasionally have suicidal thoughts but are not at imminent risk, the therapists arrange safety plans, things they can do when those thoughts come along.
The individual would know, I should get up and I should go to that coffee shop, or I should ask a friend to meet me for dinner, or I should talk to somebody I really care about on the phone.
Another part of the plan is removing all possible means of completing suicide, such as weapons or medication, from the client's home. Peter says the proactive approach is gaining momentum with other behavioral health providers as well. I'm Mike and Scott, WHYY News.